All right, last thing, teaching for understanding. Again, I want to introduce it. I want to want you to go home and read about it. And then we want to talk about it some more. All right, so here's the centerpiece of it. A performance criterion for understanding. We're still going to write essay tests. Only instead of the essay test being about, the essay test is going to be how to. And so instead of asking you, for example, well, here, let's look at this. Well, this one's pretty good. For example, one teacher who participated in his project was introducing taxonomy of plants and animals. To probe the student's initial understanding of classification system, she asked him to construct one. Almost everyone has a drawer full of junk at home, old pencils, da-da-da-da-da. Her assignment was for the student to survey the contents of a junk drawer and create a classification system for its contents. How they did this made them more aware of classification as an enterprise, told the teacher what they understood so far, and allowed her to highlight some of the purposes and challenges of designing a classification system. Okay? People are open to instruction maximally on one of two occasions, depending upon character. One, when they just got their ass kicked a little, or when they were just successful a little. Okay? That's the glass half open, or glass is half full or half empty thing. By having people do stuff, you learn more about what they do and they don't know, and you are perching them to listen to the next and gain the next level. Because it's always going to be some combination of got this right, didn't quite get that, what else is there? What you want from them is the what else is their response. Does that make sense? What else is there? What else can I learn? There's two versions of that. What have I not got so far? And what can I build on what I already have? So, what we're going to do is we're going to ask them questions about what something is, and then how they would apply it. One of my favorite questions that I ever got in a history class was, explain, compare and contrast slavery and DDT. Do you know what DDT is? DDT is an insecticide. It is famous for killing malaria, carrying mosquitoes, and doing away with malaria. I'll give you a hint, in the United States.
Well, DDT was bad then.
Mm-hmm. You've been taught that. Okay. So, how are slavery and DDT alike?
Oh, you said slavery.
Yeah.
I thought...
Yeah, we have one of the most awful institutions the humans have ever come up with, and they keep coming up with it, and a chemical. It's easy. They're both entirely economic. After the northern states had established themselves as an industrial power and didn't particularly want the South to develop themselves as an industrial power, we take the slaves away from the South, it's going to slow them down. We're going to stay in control. That's not the only characterization of the Civil War, but it's one you will hear. DDT. After we wiped out malaria on our part of the planet, the rest of you got to find something else. They're both, if you'll forgive an inappropriate characterization, the man keeping them down. Okay. There's a lot of pieces in that answer. Make sense? That's what you want to find. You want to find a way of getting people to put things together and take things apart to solve a problem. Not just to tell you a story, but to solve a problem. The notion that people recognize understanding through performance not only makes common sense, but appears throughout the range of research and human experience. Doing things is how you show me what you know. Telling me what you know isn't always a great idea. So I want you to read this. And I want to go one better. I think it's important that you know about things. I think it's important that you know how to do things. But I think it's important that you be able to articulate how you do things. Especially if you're going to make that transition from being a doer of methods and stats to a teacher of methods and stats. What I'm haunted by is the statistic of the incredibly small proportion of exceptional professional athletes who become exceptional coaches. They can do it, but they can't articulate the doing of it. They are not in touch with their own expertise. Because look back here at what expertise was. So Bloom, let's go look at psychomotor. And you will see a word that keeps showing up. Habitual. Automatic. Okay? They don't, and also they talk about rapid in here. And that's the curse of expertise. That in order to be an expert, you've got to process large amounts of information according to a highly practiced script that you're no longer in contact with, that happens so fast that you can't take it back apart and get to it. That's why athletes watch video, because they can't watch themselves perform. It's amazing how many times you take somebody who's really good at something and you show them the video of them doing that, and I didn't know I did it that way. Most people don't swing a golf club the way they think they do. Most people don't throw a frisbee the way they think they do. You know, if you haven't learned to push that thing down, you don't have the control over it at the end of the curve. But the people who are really good at it barely know they do it. You know what the difference is between throwing like a boy and throwing like a girl? Just to use an old... You know what the difference is? Okay? The difference is... What can I throw? Difference is this. Boy, girl.
Do it again.
Boy, girl. Boys have the object outside of their elbow. Girls have it inside. Now, obviously not boys and girls, you know what I mean. But throwing like a girl is throwing the ball on the inside. You take a major league baseball player and have them throw it with their left hand. They throw it inside. Why? Because that protects the shoulder. This is really hard on you. The only reason to do that is for the sport. But if I'm trying to throw a rock and knock something down and I'm going to have to do this for a while, it protects the shoulder. Throwing like a girl is the good way to throw. Except you don't get as much torque on the rock. But... And you do this with these professional baseball players, and you know, throw the ball 60, 70 yards, you know, what they call a frozen rope. You hand it to the left foot, and they can probably get it out of the infield. And they throw it funny, and they have no idea. Okay, and it's not just athletes, although athletes are the easiest things to talk about. If you talk about these people who another great example is pit workers in a stock exchange. It's an awful job. I can't imagine doing that job. But the way that they process information is very different than the way that we do. The way that they make decisions is very different than the way that they do. And one thing that they all suck at is teaching the next generation how to do it. They have pretty much abandoned training for that job and do it all based on selection. Here's somebody who can. Well, here's a really smart person. Can we teach them how to? No. We don't know what we're doing. We can find others who can do it, but we don't know what we're doing. And obviously, you don't want to find yourself in that situation where you can't explain to some kid how to do what you're requiring them to do better. And so, I don't have anything up in here. But do you guys remember this? So you got your four statistical models, and these are both tests of association, this with quantitative, this with qualitative. These are both between groups designs, this with a qualitative DV, this with a quantitative DV. This is both two quantitative variables, question of association, question of mean difference. These are two ANOVAs, one for between group, for the other for within group. This takes a complex system and breaks it down into overlapping parts. You no longer have to tell four things apart. You only have to tell two things apart, and you only ever need one rule to tell the two apart. That turns into a rule set. The problem is that if you don't have something like this to break it down, all you can say is, try harder. But that, again, is back to, if I want you to analyze things, we have to have the words to take things apart with. So, go read Bloom stuff. Go read Teaching for Understanding stuff. We'll spend probably about half of Thursday talking about those things.